It was my pointer finger!
He was using his pointer finger, Mom! It was a prank!
It wasn't my little finger!
Mom, it wasn't! He was using
his finger! It was!
It wasn't my little finger!
It wasn't my little finger!
Hey, everyone. Yeah, now I have to go back and call history and write.
That's how I wake up. I wake up to...
Do you think you're in the 20s?
Yeah, I wake up ready to go to the...
I'm picturing like a silent movie where things move a little too fast and you're like putting on your pants and your jacket and then you're like...
See, this is the song.
This song also sounds scary. So I think this is from this artist named The Caretaker, who's a...
Oh, that's a scary name.
I know.
It sounds like you're about to shoot yourself with that one silver bullet.
Yeah. You've had this in your nightstand for 20 years.
You've done this 1,000 times before. And then right when you're about to do it, she comes in. She, with the red lipstick.
She doesn't say anything.
She doesn't say anything, and she says, help me find my murderer.
With that deep...
She doesn't say anything, and then she says...
And then she says, I'm the man who's killed my husband.
Oh, my God.
I like that you have your deep baritone. Has like a very...
People are like, Who's the guest on the pod today?
Well, you have a very it sounds really good when you're doing these monologues about 20s cinema.
It's because we don't smoke with filters in the 20s.
Can you fucking imagine that people used to do that? They used to not smoke filtered cigarettes. I mean, even the mere... We're going to get to a point where we go, can you believe that people even smoked?
I know.
Vapes. Can you believe people didn't vape at one
point?
Can
you believe... Some people grew up without jewels.
That's so sad. Anyway, all right, so we're here. This is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. I'm going to be monitoring some levels. Can you guys give me a level check?
Level check. Level check.
Cool. Creed?
New deck. New deck. Nice. Cold.
Sounds good. These sound effects are...
Dude, they were so funny listening to them.
Well, now, yeah, because you listened fresh.
Yeah.
You never go with headphones. So.
No, they were so much better than I even thought.
At some point, we're going to customize them. Right now, we're still playing the demos, but eventually we're going to customize these sound effects to be appropriate for our pod. We need to get a Hofa show talking about having swingers parties and just get a good sound bite from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the sound of a wang going into a glory hole, like that entry point time. That'd be cool. Sound of like a sword chopping a watermelon in half would be
Ooh,
cool.
Yeah. Ooh,
yes, I like that.
God.
So today's episode. So this is a little out of schedule because today we're recording this the morning of April 2nd, and. April Fool's Day is such a big thing on Reddit. We thought we would go through some of the things that happened on Reddit, including Reddit's their own massive experiment, which they always do. This year it's called Sequence, and we'll get into that a little bit. I don't think you guys know what Sequence is, so I guess
no,
I'll be doing
I'm
the
really
explaining.
Excited.
But then there are a lot of other things that were happening. It's just like it's like the Reddit holiday. April 1st,
yeah,
you know?
It really is.
So we thought it'd be a good day to do this. You'll hear Freed over here has this deep, silky, maple syrup voice.
Sounds just like Lindsay Lohan today.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he's sick. That's why. Are you staying home from work, too?
No.
Really? That sucks.
I'll be there.
Who stays home from work?
That's great.
Seriously,
question.
Work is life.
Salt ain't going to dig itself.
Salt is life.
Fair enough. Cool. So maybe we should do a little bit of front paging. I know we haven't. I know it's only been a few days. So.
Del Boobs just sent us this amazing porno.
Really good porno.
Is this the lemon one?
No, this is.
It's so funny.
It's so good. It's like.
Can you explain it?
All right. So what you're going to see, and we'll post this everywhere we possibly can,
right.
is two women like crawling up to right. sexy like up to some guy, I'm assuming. And
one
then,
of them is a famous porn star. I don't
really.
Yeah.
It's like so they've got like a what do you call them? A blindfold in their hand. Right. They're like, let's play a game.
Right.
And then they put the blindfold on. Everything goes black. And then you start to see light and you're in that wagon at the very beginning of Skyrim and you're being like taken to be executed. It's so good. I love a good Skyrim joke. I am such a huge fan.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls 5.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love when two worlds collide. Like,
oh, same.
The world of porn and masturbation alone. Right. And then now you're in Skyrim.
Well, and porn memes have been on the rise for a long time. They've been really popular for the last bit. So I think I'm actually really, I think we have a good stance on pornography here.
Yeah.
We're very pro Pornhub.
Yeah. Love it. Gotta have it.
Yeah, love it. Gotta have it. So so this is actually from Sequence. So I think we can briefly talk a little bit about Sequence and then we'll go backwards in time and do a little bit of front page talk. And then we'll jump back into Sequence and all the other things that happened. So if you're trying to follow along here, most of the posts that I've seen about April Fools have all been collected in a out of the loop mega thread.
Good.
So if you just want to go to out of the loop, there's a mega thread, 2019 April Fool's mega thread, and it has everything that we know happened on Reddit as far as we can tell. And then obviously talking about Reddit's specific ones, which is the Sequence. So the Sequence, just quickly getting into it. So the Sequence is basically, this is a really good teaser that, Reddit is making a user-generated movie entirely out of memes.
Oh my God. What? Right.
Yeah. So that's why you'll see the prologue referenced a lot, and then you'll see Act 1. God. What are we on right now? I have a feeling we're on either Act 2 or Act 3. So we're on Act 2 right now. So
this is a great idea.
It's fucking Reddit, dude. This is following the glorious cadence of place and the button and things like that were these grand Reddit experiments. And I really like the rule set of this one. I mean, I was thinking about this last night. It's going to be really interesting to see what the end product is, because I know that I don't know if it's technically a movie, but I assume if they're doing Act 1, Act 2, they did a prologue, it's probably going to be going on for a long time. But
it's so funny.
So we'll get into that a little bit, but really quickly though, let's talk a little bit about the top page.
Top page.
What's been happening on the homepage for the
something
last
very, very heartwarming at the top. It's this little girl is like meeting her favorite basketball player or something.
Oh yeah. Giannis Akinitumbo.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, because I was like, I don't know who the hell that is.
Giannis, he's probably going to be the MVP this year.
Oh,
of the NBA.
Is it college or is it pro?
It's pro. He's plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, cool.
He goes by the Greek Freak.
Oh, man. Is he Greek?
Yeah.
What?
And he's freaky.
And he's a monster. And he's one of the most anomalous basketball players.
This makes me even happier then, because this little girl gets the opportunity to like go and get a jersey signed by him, and then she gives him a little like trapper keeper of art that she made for him, and he comes around the table, gives her a hug, and tells her how great it is, and it's just like the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to do much when you're famous, right?
No, you can just
you totally don't.
Give someone a hug, and everyone's like, you are a fucking god. And you know what? I love it. We need more of that in the world.
I saw a Dave Chappelle quote the other day. I was looking him up for something, and it was the best. It was like, you're never too rich and famous. No, I'll just butcher it. It's better this way.
I prefer it, though.
You're never too rich and famous that when a kid hands you a imaginary phone, you don't answer it. I was like, yeah, it's true. It's so great.
Yep.
That's true.
God, that's so true. Can you imagine like looking at the kid and being like, that's not a real phone.
You got to pay me $24.
I won't do it. God.
You liar. That's not a real phone.
I wish a kid asked me to answer a fake phone.
Right. Well, who would be on the other end? The president?
God, probably.
But a president that you like?
No, Trump.
Wow. And you'd be like, and fuck you.
I'd be like, bleep, how dare
bleep,
you?
Bleep, 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 bleep.
So,
Russians.
I wonder how I would interact with him in real life.
Trump?
I'm like, I talk a big game.
Oh, I think like anybody, he would be like relatively friendly.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you'd feel immediately charmed and you'd be irritated at how charmed you feel. And then you would struggle to ever be mean about it again.
And I would never sleep.
Right.
Because I'd wonder about it.
You're like, I should have called him an orange doodle face, man.
Yeah.
Orange man.
Hey, orange doodle face.
Cheeto man. So here's another one that I really like. So this is the third down from the top right now. Helping out a little friend. And this is fucking, I love things like this. You see it a lot with raccoons. It's always kind of a joke with raccoons because they're like the trash panda thing. But birds, I feel, are, they feel like prey in most situations. Yeah. Right? Like they feel like they're constantly in danger and they're always on high alert. So this is a guy, there's a hummingbird trying to eat out of a flower. He's gotten his proboscis deep in there. Can't really get it out. This guy puts out his hand and lays it right below the hummingbird. And eventually the hummingbird goes, oh, chill.
I can stand.
And he stands.
And his wings slowly stop.
Stops flapping the wings. And the guy's just helping this little guy up.
Oh, God.
And then he gives the goofiest smile.
And that's the best part.
And it's great. But I'm really jealous. Did I ever tell you about my raccoon story?
No, but that guy looks like a longshoreman.
He does.
Who's that? A shoreman.
A longshoreman, but in the south of France.
Oh, very much. Yes.
And he's into weird bird stuff.
Yeah. I know. He does look like a gondola
instructor.
Let me throw this curveball at you to internet jugglers.
Okay.
this hummingbird, everyone loves hummingbirds.
Right.
But if this was... in his right hand, a pile of old cigarette butts and pizza garbage.
Right.
And in his left hand, instead of a hummingbird, it was a pigeon. Would have been getting all these cute awes. This is bullshit, man. These birds are treated too differently. I don't like this classism within birds.
I know.
It's bullshit.
Pigeons are treated like shit.
Yeah, what if?
Why are pigeons so...
They're durable.
So pedestrian.
I know. I feel like they're very durable.
They thrive.
They thrive anywhere. I think people just, same with pandas, like they judge animals that are like scavengers. And it's like, why? Because they were, and especially in America, we're all about, you know, being a self-starter. And here raccoons let you do all the work and then they just eat all the junk afterwards.
That's a hot political take about
raccoons.
That's my
hot take.
That I did not expect to hear.
Capitalist nations are more aggressive towards scavenger species.
Okay. Capitalist nations are more aggressive towards raccoons and pigeons.
Maybe it's the raccoons and pigeons remind us who we really are, so we don't like seeing that. And so
I see.
The hummingbird is who we want to be.
Yeah, we're all varmints.
Ugh.
That makes sense to me.
God. Anyway, more there than we thought.
More there than we thought. Definitely way more there than we thought.
This is interesting.
This is what you come for. This is why people like this pod, is because we look at a GIF of something that really has no meaning and we just like fist meaning deep into that hole.
I'll be goddamned if I can't turn this into something completely off topic. Today I learned when Robert Ballard, professor of oceanography, announced a mission to find the Titanic, it was a cover story for a classified mission to search for lost nuclear submarines.
Oh.
But they finished before they were due back, so they spent the extra time actually looking for the Titanic, and they found it!
Tight.
And that's how they found the Titanic!
Why don't we just look for it, dude.
Yeah, it's like, we're 5 days early.
Dude, I'm almost positive it's somewhere. Let's
just fucking look for it on our
way
back.
That's fucking crazy.
And then you happen to find it.
I wonder how many discoveries in society or how many, I wonder how often this happens. You know what I mean? Cause you always hear about this where like somebody is, you know, doing blank thing that's bad and they discovered Tylenol. Right.
And it seems like 80% of discoveries are accidental.
Well, accidental, but starting with more nefarious reasons or things like this guy was looking for this was a cover. It was a cover. So a cover story is obviously when you're going on a classified mission and you end up finding that shit.
Yeah. And like, we can't tell the world that we're looking for nuclear submarines. Right. So just say we're going to.
Well, that's kind of the WMD Afghanistan thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like in theory, that was like the cover story. We were looking for WMDs because Saddam was cranking them, right?
Cranking them.
And turns out that wasn't the case. And we just wanted oil and to destabilize a region for our own political benefit.
We're awful.
Yep.
We're just like them garbage pandas.
Yeah.
Or yeah. those city pigeons.
The pigeons
see,
of the earth.
We are vermin, and we see rats. Them. We see us in them.
And that's why we don't like them. But I think we should see ourselves. Take a note.
Take a note. Right. So what is this, dog? You just sent me something about a moon footage sped up.
Oh, yeah. There's this is at, on the top of the shoe. It's just like the classic moon landing footage, but sped up. Yeah, it looks like a Three Stooges thing. Like, and he's like hammering the flagon as fast as possible and
this is actually
away.
Really, really funny.
Like, what hijinks are they up to this time on the moon?
Them so running and falling is really funny. I mean,
what a simple idea. This is such a hilarious thing.
I know. Who thought that when they were high? Oh, my God. What if we, like, sped that up?
Yeah, moon them, fail.
Them falling is pretty fun.
God, it is. Yeah.
It's because you can see that they have some, they've got less gravity.
Right.
And so they're kind of starting to get liberal with it and like go for some moves and go for a jump and go a little faster and then you just eat it.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'd be worried that I would crack the front glass of my helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And then would escape.
You're dead forever.
I'm going to have to duct tape it up like in the movies.
Damn.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, what else we got?
A bag.
Did you see that swastika there in that space video?
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, dude, there was a swastika back there.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, if you look in the dirt, if you zoom, enhance.
Oh, shit.
I think the Nazis were part of the moon landing.
I do
think they were there first?
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Big
pharma. Qui bono.
A huge bag of ecstasy estimated worth $1.5 million of ecstasy. And it's like a sack of... You'd imagine like this is how they ship rice.
Yeah, it's
like,
a sack of cereal marshmallows.
Yeah. Whoa. Never done it, guys.
Yet this morning.
It's going to be legalized, right? Where you could walk into a clinic.
We're getting close. That. They legalized something. My buddy was telling
me
they legalized.
Right?
Yeah, ketamine. They legalized ketamine therapy.
Therapy, though.
And
not
my,
for funsies.
And my buddy was...
Not for funsies.
This is, of course, this is what happens in these situations, which I love. It's like, I was at a friend's birthday party the other day, and my friend was like, dude, they legalized ketamine therapy and somebody gave me this guy's name. Dude, we should do it.
That's exactly
what happened with weed legalization, right? It was just like, oh, dude, you guys have your card yet?
I love that.
Dude, you can get your card. You just tell them your back hurts sometimes. You get weed for free.
All you need to know about how things are going to be is just like... Look into your small pool of friends, and that's how it's going to be for everybody,
totally. Like Jeff, when fucking Luke doesn't bring your goddamn table, and we have to all crouch around this piece of shit.
That guy, our lower backs are just out.
This is real time Luke character assassination happening on this pod right now.
And he might show up any minute now.
I hope he does.
We'll throw lemons at him and salt. We'll salt him.
Like the snail from
Gale the snail. Gale the snail. Salt on her.
I'm going through a Always Sunny Renaissance right now.
It's because there's nothing else on TV to watch that's funny.
Dude, it's just such a good show. It's just so well done in so many ways. And it generates so many weird subplots and sub jokes. Like I've seen, this is actually a good segue into Sequence, which we'll talk about now. The internet loves three franchises in TV a lot, right?
Yeah.
The Office, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Love Sponge.
And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I love that because It's Always Funny is a fringe. It's technically a fringe show. I mean, it's like it was always vulgar. It was always kind of this seemingly lo-fi. It's such an anomaly. Like it's similar to Trailer Park Boys, of course, and the very low. Well, I guess Always Sunny is a little less low production now.
One
but
might
like
say
production.
That Always Sunny. I have no information backing this up, but Always Sunny may have ripped off the trailer to Trailer Park Boys.
I think they admit they did, but they did. But it's less of a ripoff and it's more of like an homage to. Like
nice when you rip something off and you call it an homage.
Yeah,
just so people like no, it was an homage.
Are you talking about
to your seventh grade paper that I just copied?
Yeah, it was an homage
Alicia
to
Shin.
Stanley over there.
Well, I think it started.
I just love Stanley's writing so much that like, and he speaks Spanish so well, and you know I don't speak Spanish, so I just copied him as an homage.
I think it's like a, I think they, I remember reading an interview or hearing an interview with Rob. Rob is one of the,
Rob's Rob name. McElhaney.
Rob McElhaney. They were talking about how it was just a huge influence on them in the way that the kind of intention behind the characters, the way the characters develop, and then the way that the show is set up, right? Where it all takes place essentially in one small isolated environment. And then everything is about developing the characters and developing all these bizarro storylines on the outside.
Yeah.
So that the imagination is kind of always on the fringes, right? Like, you know, we don't usually see some of the ancillary details of Charlie's life. He'll just mention things. Like, he always talks about rat traps and shit. You don't usually see rat traps, but it like adds so much to his character.
Yeah.
And I think it's very similar with the way they handle like Leahy and shit like that on Trailer Park Boys. Who's dead now, right? Leahy died.
Yeah, he did die.
That's a shame. He was
He reminded me of so funny. Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, he did.
Like if Hunter Thompson retired from writing, he moved there.
Yeah.
And this is like the other life.
Well, but Leahy was so, I mean, Hunter Thompson, you can imagine, was a little bit more of like a, he was a little bit more of a, his fucking name?
This is the real Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, cause I always thought of Hunter Thompson as is very, what, who's the guy
poetic,
who wrote?
I don't
well,
know.
Poetic, but the guy who wrote fucking.
John Depp.
No, not the guy, the old man in the sea. Ernest Hemingway. It's like a little bit of a Hemingway vibe, right? Where it's just like the everyman knows a little bit more than everybody else. Like a combination of Hemingway and Bukowski.
Yeah.
But then it's very possible that he was Leahy, actually.
Yeah. That's what you want to think.
I know, exactly.
The reality was when you're alone and drunk and like trying to open a bag of cheese, you're Leahy.
You look ridiculous. Yeah.
You're in your underpants and you got a gut.
Totally.
And you're like, open the cheese. And you just rip it with your teeth.
Totally.
We're all Leahy.
Yeah.
We want to be Ernest.
Yes, we want to be Ernest Hemingway, but we're all Jim Leahy. Remember that, listeners.
Remember that, kids.
That's our new pod slogan.
You want to be a hummingbird.
Smoke mug.
Or an eagle, but you're really a pigeon.
You're just a pigeon.
That is.
And you're accepted the
power. You should be sick more often. You're really like, you're really connecting the dots on these.
Pretty high on Sudafed right now.
And dude, that shit.
I had some NyQuil last night.
You
up. I had some weird dreams that I showed up to like an SAT test for like the high end like English school.
Ooh.
That I definitely didn't go to.
Cool.
And like I was totally unprepared and was like, there's a test today. And everyone's like, it was like, what?
You are a 38-year-old man and you're having dreams about high school classes right now.
I'm still worried. I'm like not prepped for the test.
It's amazing.
I have that one. And then the one where I show up to the football game.
Nice.
And I don't have my helmet.
Oh.
And the coach is like, what the fuck is wrong with
How you? Did you not bring your helmet?
Yeah.
I had a dream last night that I was a sex worker.
Oh, tell us more.
Did you have a good experience?
No, I had
Were you a woman or a man?
I was a man. Okay. Have you guys ever had a dream as another gender?
No.
I don't think I have.
That's a really interesting question, actually. I've never
even
thought about that.
Might be an indicator of fluidity.
Maybe. Yeah, if that's actually probably, yeah, I guess if you're
that's a good point.
If you're having dreams about being the other gender in your dream, then you're probably, you may be having a sexual identity crisis.
You have a subconscious flame a burning.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dream is actually kind of heartwarming. It was basically that I was.
Hold on.
Cool.
We don't want to glaze over that point. Yeah.
Okay.
If you think you're gay or something and you're full on gay in your dreams, like you're probably gay, right?
Right.
That's how that setup was very like 14-year-old trying to convince somebody, trying to like make somebody admit that they're gay.
Yeah. And it's like, fuck you, man.
Here's how I know you're gay, dude.
You have dreams about.
Because you wear white shoes to school.
Yeah.
It's like, no. No, but I don't know. Listen to your dreams is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Smoke mug is what I'm saying. Smoke mug war.
Mug.
Open your mind to what lies in your subconscious. So my sex worker dream was basically that I was a sex worker, but I was incapable of doing what sex workers could do because I was too emotionally attached to the people. Like I had to be, I couldn't do the like, just give me my money and I'll do my job.
Yeah.
It was more like,
hey,
I have to feel like I love my work.
Yeah.
To be able to do it.
Well, you're an artist.
You have to be passionate about what you do.
Yeah. And it was, so it
Were
was kind
you?
Of, no.
Not at all.
No, it was like,
so it wasn't like, yeah, I love my clients.
No, it was like, It just didn't feel sincere.
You were in sex worker burnout.
Yeah, I was in sex worker burnout. I've been on the yard for too long. I needed to switch companies, find a new firm.
Find a new position.
Article 13?
Article 13. This is I'm trying not to get political here, but Article 13. Are you on meme page right now? Is that what you're asking?
Top page. Okay. It was like a Shrek meme that mentioned
it. Was it a Shrek meme that felt incomplete?
Yes, it was like Shrek looks skeptical, and it's Article 13 was passed, and then Shrek looks happy. You can't copyright religious imagery.
Yeah.
Dank memes.
Oh, I like. So this is. So I feel like we're doing a yes, yes, no on reply all right now. So Article 13. This is a really big deal for the European Union and everybody in Europe. So Article 13 was passed last week, I believe, and it's basically a law about internet copyright that a bunch of old fuckers who literally don't know how to open their own AOL account passed because they think that they specifically point out memes, but memes are a byproduct of this law, right? Where basically when images and video and sound is passed from site to site, the traditional copyright rules of print media now apply to digital media. Meaning, and the reason memes are so brought up is meaning now memes are essentially illegal in Europe.
Come on.
Yeah. So, or
old
at least
people should not be allowed to make laws.
Or old people should not be allowed to do most things now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like once you turn, shout out,
I'm
going to
get my obligatory baby boomers should be fucking gathered in cages and put under a bridge in Texas.
Sorry, all of our baby boomer fans.
Honey, we got a bunch of baby boomer fans out there.
If we have any
baby boomer fans, let me know, and I'll make sure I check your name on my blacklist so that I don't
people I don't fuck with anymore.
I don't when the wedgie apocalypse comes, you're not one of them, you know.
So
I tried very hard to steer away from what eventually would have been me suggesting Holocaust of ageist belief systems. Just do a wedgie thing.
I love the idea of you giving a bunch of baby boomers wedgies.
Love it.
Like
what kind of underwear do you think they're dealing with there? No thongs.
Pretty sure my
not a lot of MeUndies.
No.
Yeah, no, they're wearing like a BVD.
A BBD?
BVD.
Oh.
Like thermal underwear. Maybe. Depending on what region.
It's like whatever the value pack, like the pack of 20
right.
comes from Costco, that's what they're wearing. Nobody's wearing anything sexy.
No. Well, not these days. Why at that point?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, maybe nothing at all.
Maybe.
A meme has become almost like a word.
It's a language. I mean, it's a way for you to express nuanced ideas.
So if I'm going to text you a series of words, let's just say letters make up words, words make up a sentence. I'm going to text you a sentence that conveys a thought and an idea, right?
Right.
Now, a meme can do all that with one thing.
Right.
And there's a lot of value in entertainment in that and fun in that.
Right.
So to remove that is almost like removing a freedom of speech in a way. Yeah.
I mean, this is the same conversation we always hear from people that don't understand how symbology works, right? Like, it's the same idea with being like, well, I don't understand hip hop. You're just stealing somebody else's stuff and putting new words over it. And be like, there's a reference, and the reference gives it context, and context is everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that is the whole, it's the exact same principle of memes. It's like, yeah, I didn't make that meme, but the fact that I have Frank from Always Sunny coming out of the weird, from, you remember that episode where he comes out of the couch? That's like become a popular meme.
Where he's birthed.
Right. And like, for me to send that to you,
the Christmas episode.
Yes, yeah, Christmas episode. Not only do you get a chuckle, but you understand the reference I'm making, which makes it feel like we are both on the same cultural tip, which like then I might makes send the community that, feel stronger between us.
Right. I might send exactly. That's why there's value in amongst friends. I would send it to you if like we were at a stuffy work party,
right?
And we both just left,
right?
But it took us a while to get out of there. We're driving away, and I sent you that meme.
Right.
It's like, well, I needed to get out of that couch and be birthed. And you look at it and you go, that's exactly how I felt.
Totally.
We've built community.
Right.
We've shared a chuckle. We didn't know our boss was CC'd on that.
Yep.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah.
With the mean memes.
And then she sues us for a copyright infringement because we live in France.
For sending nudes. That's right. Because we live in France.
Yeah. Cool. So that's actually, I know we kind of briefly mentioned it, and we actually need to talk about April Fools. That was the front page. Front page sound effect. That was not the sound effect I meant to hit. But that kind of works. Another generic sound effect. So let's talk about the sequence and let's talk about April Fools. Okay, so April Fools is, like we mentioned earlier, kind of Reddit's unofficial holiday. Every year they do something that's basically a Reddit experiment, to some degree a social experiment. The genius of Reddit and the people that run Reddit is they understand that you can't really control the beast. So I think sometimes they create rule sets in a system that lets people build around it that ends up generating some very powerful content. And people, and I tend to agree with this, and you'll see people on Reddit talk about this a lot, but I think if people knew more about it, people would collectively say that what happened in 2017 with Place, which we did do an episode on, we did an episode retroactively, so it wouldn't be nearly as we go back and listen to it. But then at some point we're going to revisit it. Maybe we should do like the 100 best moments of the internet at some point.
Ooh,
something like that. That'd be a fun thing to do.
That's for when Ira Glass calls us up as a consultant.
Right. Well, the Rand, we need to make the report for Rand. Remind us.
That's right.
On the calendar. But Place was an April Fool's experiment, and it ended up becoming like this amazing microcosm of how societal communities develop in isolation without knowing each other. Like anonymous communities develop. And it was fucking brilliant, and it's really hard to sum up, but if you don't know about it, go check out the episode we did on it and then hit us up. Hi, did you read it? Or on our subreddit, did you read it? Or didgereddit.com. I don't know what's it. Have we been updating didgereddit.com?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's updated. So it's and updated well. Instagram also has been a really good way just to
communicate. Yes, and Instagram too. I keep mentioning it. But anyway, so this year, 2018, I don't remember what it was. I remember it wasn't completely, it was a little unclear, but 2019 is a little bit more clear. It's called Sequence, r/sequence. Or you can just go to reddit.com/sequence and you can see how they made the no R sequence. So reddit.com/sequence, a little bit more fun and playful. And it looks a little bit more like you're entering a switchboard or something.
Nice.
And what you will see when you go there as of April 2nd, in the morning, you'll see a P, a one, and a play sign in act two at the top. And then you'll start seeing GIFs and text populate below. So what is going on here is you are seeing what I assume is the end goal is going to be a full length movie, or at least some sort of storyline that takes place entirely based on memes or based on GIFs that users are suggesting in upvoting, and then text that they can also suggest or upvote. Right.
And once the window for suggestion is over, it's
closed. Yeah.
And then that becomes the meme.
And that becomes exactly. So it's really interesting. So right now we're on act two. There are probably, I think I would assume. Yeah. There are the scene 50 is the end of act two. Right. And then if you're on sequence, or if you go to the sequence subreddit, you can see that you can nominate. So nominees, throw a GIF, text, right? And then you can see all these that are populating below it in the order in which they are being upvoted, right?
These are so good.
Wow, yeah. This is crazy.
It's a really, really interesting experiment. And it's again, it's one of those things where it's Reddit en masse trying to create something together.
This is this feels very placey in that it's like you said, 100% user generated,
right.
which Reddit is a user generated website
platform,
and so I feel like last year they kind of missed the mark on the user generation portion.
Yeah, I don't even remember what last year was.
I remember there was like these codes you had to unlock.
Yeah, and the year before that was Button, and Button. I think last year was a little bit closer to what Button was, because Button was basically there was one button. Button was actually genius in a completely different way. there was one button, and it, you had to hit the button at a certain time before the button would reset, and it was counting down from 60, I believe.
That was before Place.
That was before Place. Yeah, it was, yeah, I think it was 2016. That was genius. Yeah, it was really weird, but it was super genius because it was just like so interesting.
Yeah,
like the rules were really interesting for that one. So it would count down from, I believe, 60, and as soon as anybody in all of Reddit hit the button, it reset. Period. So the goal, there was flair that you would get when it counted down. If it was between 60 and 50, you got like brown flair or something. If it was between, you know, 59 or 49 and 40, you got green flare, all the way down to between 9 and 0. And 9 and 0 was obviously the best, and everything was up from there. So you'd be waiting and you'd be like, I want to push it, but I gotta get the flare.
And then this is amongst so many users.
And if once you got the flare, you couldn't redo it. And you had to have an account for longer than like a couple months. So you only could do it on your one account or the couple accounts that you use. So it became a really interesting, like, who in the flare became almost like a caste system.
Damn.
It was fucking bizarre. It was really interesting. I don't remember what mine was. I remember it not being, I didn't perform particularly well.
We really live in a society.
We really do.
That's it.
We live in a society.
We live in a society, as they say.
Man, oh man. You're getting the laugh track.
You're getting a laugh track from the demo.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That actually made your whole vibe funnier. It was like, it worked. I get the laugh track.
Still, the laugh track just continued. There's a little tail to that one too. It's wild.
There's like a drunk lady. There's a drunk lady in the back of the room who's like still laughing.
Yeah,
I think you can hear her say like, I'm out of blow.
Yeah.
It's like a whole separate
set. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a weird, completely unknown.
It's pretty cool.
Sound laugh track.
So that's what's happening with Sequence right now. So keep on that.
Damn sequence.
And I think the other thing that I really like about this is I keep going through, as I watch Act 1 and Prologue and I start going through Act 2, I'm seeing all these familiar memes and I keep, or familiar GIFs rather, and it makes you go, oh, which one should I post? And then you start searching for GIFs and then you start like thinking about the classic GIFs and then you think about the culture behind the GIFs. Like, it reminds me of Vines, actually, because I think the way classic Vines work is everybody remembers the classic famous Vines and they don't really mean anything. They're a culture in their own. They've created literal internet superstars, right? And it's just like a similar thing where like a lot of the Always Sunny ones, there's Terry,
Terry Crews
ones, and
Steve Irwin's gotten really popular on here.
Steve Irwin's very popular. A lot of Thanos, of course, the classic Elon Musk smoking weed one.
Gotta love that.
You know what's interesting, like as a comparison between this and Vine,
right?
With, you know, the initial Vine videos that we can remember became popular,
right?
But there's so many that just weren't popular enough to be referential.
Totally.
Whereas the reason why these work is because everyone kind of gets it.
Yeah. Totally.
And the fact that you get it connects us, right?
Totally.
And so that's kind of the cool moment. You're like, oh, I know what that is, and I get it. So it's like you're part of something that's a code.
Right.
It's like writing a code in class, and your teacher finds it, and she's like, what does this mean? This is fucking pig Latin for the internet.
Right.
Your teacher doesn't get it, and your teacher in this scenario are the baby boomers.
Yeah.
Let's give them wedgies.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like this, it's like, you know, people that just hang out here have developed this own language, and it's
so fucking interesting, man.
So the fact that France fucking French fry up their kazoo outlawed this stuff.
Exactly. I mean,
it's Europe in general. And it wasn't even just Europe. It was like the...
I say Brexit, dude. I say Brexit.
Blame Brexit, man. Out of there.
Poor Europe is just in mid-collapse right now. There's just so many weird things happening over there. I just don't understand. I mean, what am I saying? So are we.
Yeah.
But like,
do you think, like, how long do we have?
What do you mean? We're doing great, dude. We're on top of the world.
Do you think we've got like a good 10 years left?
Till what?
Till society just collapses entirely. Like, until it becomes almost unlivable.
I don't think it's going to become unlivable. I think society as we know it is going to become very, very different because of China's takeover and some of the weird manipulation that you see on some of the other like Russian front. And I think yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I heard a story today on the way here that was about how China, if you, it was like a weird, it was like a button for NPR. It was like one of those things where they go tune in at 5 to hear more about, right? And it was China, you can lose your job just by jaywalking in China because they have AI that will now take jaywalkers.
What?
And it will identify their face. Then on a billboard, it puts their face, their name, and where they work.
So you're doxing people for
you're
jaywalking.
Literally doxing. Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's they're doing tons of shit like that right now, and it's fucking wild.
Can not.
And I just don't know if they have the value system to think that that's wrong. Like we have to kind of impress upon that culture, which I don't know. I don't even know if there's our right to do that, but it's kind of our. The way we live our lives now and the way our society works, we have to impress upon them that that shit is like not cool. Or we have to like not do that here. I mean, it's the same thing with like weed, right? Like you get caught with weed in Saudi Arabia, you're fucking dead in the hour.
God damn.
But and yet here it's legal and fucking we're all dank and high right now, you know?
But in defense of China's mass slavery system.
Right.
In defense.
Do you think like the ignoring laws in like I feel like in California laws are like whatever man don't right, be a right. square bro
right
you're the man and then it's like okay
you're the man
you're the man man
and I'm the freedom and so you're like okay fine let's be cool let's all like ignore right. the laws then I think you get the slow kind of like decay of societal norms
yeah of course
and is this like I don't China's taking it a step maybe too far.
I know what you mean.
How do you keep the society in check in a way that people, you know, don't litter and stop at red lights and don't live on
right.
streets or whatever else
well,
is going on?
I mean, nowhere is perfect and nowhere has a good solution. I mean, I think that you go to places like, I mean, we're all weebs here.
Yeah.
We all love Japan,
100%.
But you know, Japan has kind of a lot of what you just mentioned, where like they're incredibly clean, they don't have a lot of pollution, they're very respectful, but then they also have a massive suicide rate. Their economy is kind of in like, you know, stasis right now.
And
so I think, you know, you go to places like Norway and Scandinavia and you know, they have their own weird set of problems, right?
Yeah.
They're super racist over there, evidently. They're very kind
Japanese
of,
too.
Yeah, Japanese are also super racist. So
you can't be Japanese.
Yeah.
You can't become Japanese.
No, you can't. So I don't know where, and this is always, I think, what people say about America in defense of America is like, yeah, we're not perfect, but some of those things, like, would I rather have all these cultures living in a place where, you know, we all have to work together to solve our problems than like that other horse shit? Of course, right? And that is kind of what makes America tight is the fact that we're all like, live your own way, work together, solve problems together to make this shit work. We are just seeing more and more now that it's just not working anymore. So,
yeah.
So unfortunately, I don't think China is the answer, but I think that the way
I like that group shame thing they're doing.
Well,
this group I mean, shame thing is
like they
great.
Take a picture, a video of you, yeah. like jaywalking, maybe yeah. like taking a dump on someone's right. car, and then they just put it in like
I know
in Grand Central Station.
Yeah,
like look at Jeff.
I mean, I think that
Jeep.
The
it's kind of funny.
It's a fucking line, dude. I mean, it's just like anything else. It's like that Black Mirror episode where I mean, people love mentioning this episode, but I feel it's pretty fucking prescient, dude. I mean, there the idea that we have a score that's attached to us. Like our credit score, right? Like our credit score in America is a shame. It's like a shaming
yes.
mechanic, you know? Like you
fuck
can't, you literally
scores.
Can't get a fucking rent. You can't rent a apartment with a bad credit score,
no.
right?
Mm.
And which is crazy because you just make a few mistakes.
That
and
is
then
crazy.
People go, well,
you have nowhere to live. And then you're camping on the streets.
Yeah. Then you have no choice but to shit on someone's car.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's just such a like it perpetuates the issue. Like if someone's missed payments and all this shit's like clearly they're having money issues. So then you force them to live in a shitty place that doesn't care about their credit score, and then they just end up in a bad. They have a bad lot in life.
Totally. Mm.
I mean, we never agreed to have credit scores.
No, it's just thrust upon us.
Yeah,
it's just thrust in our. Faces like
yeah.
and you're forced into it because if you don't have any credit cards people will also not give you a place
totally.
To rent
I feel like there's
you.
a tech disruption in the idea of credit score around the corner.
Right.
It's got to be something, you know, where's the Lyft scooter?
I mean, it's going to be interesting. That is actually a pretty interesting point, is that there, we haven't really revised that system seemingly.
Seems pretty old fashioned.
It seems old fashioned, and it seems like, I mean, that's a good question. Like, we didn't opt into that shit. We're just giving it to us. Anyway, so let's talk more about April Fools.
April Fools. April
Dog
Fools.
Boob sent over a video. Which isn't about it, April Fools, but we can't not talk about it. And it's called You Call That a Blunt.
You just got to see it.
Right. Oh, this is the WTF thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one. Yeah. This is a very hard video to describe.
Can we even describe it, or is it?
Yeah, I can.
Do it.
You guys are afraid. We have a girl who looks like a stripper in a green bikini, and she's got all the stripper stuff on that a stripper would have, and then she pulls out a big old blunt.
Right.
And she goes to light it for this guy. And then the camera pans over, and there's a small, like, electric kid's car, and a little person is driving it. And the little person gets out, and she's wearing the exact same bikini as the stripper, and she's a little person stripper. And then she gets out, and she's holding a blunt that's, like, four times bigger than her leg.
Right.
She goes, you call that a blunt? Then she comes over and gets up, and they, like, light it and smoke it. Then this other medium-sized little person gets out, and I don't know how they...
I don't know where that person comes from.
Where they come from. And there's another joint. And then the guy starts playing a violin. And he looks like he's like from San Clemente or Blink 182 or something.
I mean, that was the real strange one for me, is when I saw the guy with the violin.
Yeah.
That was where, like, it took something from like, oh, wow, this is weird, to like, what is going on in this
That was
video?
The point of the video when they decided that we need to class it up a bit. Right. Let's get the violin in here.
Okay, let's talk about some April Fools, because we only have like 15 minutes, and this episode is specifically dedicated to April Fools. Welcome to the pod. This is what we do. So
there was also some banning of subs.
Well, this is I think what was interesting about yesterday, right? So we see a lot of, let's just go through what we found on Out of the Loop, right? Because Out of the Loop, the post about what happened on April Fools, I think is pretty interesting and very conclusive. Like, there's a lot going on here. So one of the main ones, I actually saw this on like The Verge covered it. A lot of publications that will do relatively in-depth internet analysis talked a little bit about this. But Games, what they did for April Fools was posted a very serious post about basically just closing Games, the sub for April Fools. And this was basically in protest to some of the poor behavior of people on the sub.
Right.
So evidently,
classic parent maneuver.
Yeah.
If you're not going to play nice,
we're taking it away.
Play not at all.
Right. So yeah. So I'm going to read some of this, not going too in depth, but in April Fools, we decided to take things a little more seriously and shed some light on a growing, pervasive issue that has affected the community of games and gaming communities as a whole. In recent times, it's come to our attention that what has been intended to be a forum for the potential spread of knowledge and involvement in video games has instead become a battleground of conflicting ideas. Ordinarily, this is an issue discussion on its very nature is certain to bring argument, but when the argument descends into vitriolic attacks between individuals as a regular basis with no chance at de-escalation, that's when, put simply, something's got to give. So it seems like...
Dog Boobs, what say you?
Man, I don't even know. Dude, April Fools. I don't even know.
I have a feeling the community, I mean, like the cynical troll in me that knows the internet behavior, like, thinks these people are just going to use this as like a bigger joke or bigger propellant to make more jokes.
Well, this is
like, will it get through to them? I don't know.
This is Gamergate type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Gamergate was so fucking gnarly. It was another moment, like a defining moment in internet history. But it was, you know, fucking brutal. And if anybody doesn't know Gamergate, we're not even going to begin to try to explain it.
Yeah, I don't even get it.
I would never invite you to a dinner party if you don't know Gamergate. Get out of here.
I mean, Gamergate was basically a bunch of young male gamers getting really, really fucking irritated and
riled up.
Extremely upset about female gamers kind of joining the space. So
how weird.
It was fucking some incel shit. But But anyway, so that I think that that's what's happening a little bit on games right now. We all know that how the gaming community is, where it's a lot of like, shut up, fag, and just like shoot the gun. Just shoot the, yeah. Give it a fucking headshot, fag. There's a lot of that kind of stuff. People are mean, but it's like kind of part of the culture. You hear people make fun of it a lot, where it's like, I don't want to get yelled at by a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
You know? But I think I have a feeling that's probably where a little bit of it's going, and it's probably getting a lot worse. I think there's clearly some politics and some big issues going on in that sub that we don't want to try to completely dissect now. But if you want to look at it, of course, go to that link, which is in this Out of the Loop post. So next, trees. So trees wouldn't allow any posts from anything having to do with weed. They were like, we have a new rule set.
That's a straight up good, just nice one.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these are like goofs. Funny. They're like, yeah. Clever takes on the culture. This is kind of what I like about this, is like they're clever takes on the culture behind the sub. So black people Twitter no longer allowing white people to post. Which is funny. And this is funny because partly because there's, you know, there's a wing in like satirical racial politics where it's just like, you're not black, you don't get to do it, or you're not white, you don't get to do it. And it's like shitty behavior and people recognize that. So the fact that they would do that is fun. There you go. Explaining jokes here on Did You Reddit? Dank memes banning a ton of people related to the EU Article 13 and creating some sort of battle royale thing. So we don't entirely know what that is, but that obviously talks about the Article 13. I'm assuming it's banning people that are from Europe.
Right.
Which is funny. So a big part of this too, by the way, with the Article 13 is the platforms themselves can get in trouble for people for allowing people to post from Europe.
This is a crazy one because it affects Reddit's value, I guess, in a place like Europe.
Totally.
If there's a law against it.
Totally. Astrophotography will only be accepting images with a specific curve process applied.
Ooh, nerds. Flat earthers.
Bunch of nerds.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. I think maybe that's what it is.
Data is beautiful is a combination of cat standing up and meme IRL. What? Very internet heavy. Poland ball is allowing all shaps.
All shapes. All shaps.
And is now our Poland anything but a ball.
Interesting.
So,
this is a funny one. Yeah. Our Europe has become the UK's House of Commons. I love that. Only.
That's really funny. That's funny because obviously everything that's happening with Brexit right now.
I love this.
So that's really funny.
So Brexit can't get out. They can't, like, they voted to get out, but they can't get out of the House of Commons. Right.
God.
Jesus, Brexit.
Anime memes and history memes swapped.
I know. I love that. It's so funny. So One Piece author announced that the series will be ending after 25 years, which I assume, I don't know what
What's
that is. It's obviously a popular thing, but I assume that also means that it's a joke.
Oh.
This is fun. Samsung changed its icon to the Apple logo.
Oh, damn. I like that.
There's a post about Apple acquiring Samsung Mobile too. God. So that's a little like inside mobile fucking... Some mobile warfare.
Do you think the Samsung sub is run by Samsung or is
no?
It,
I think there's a big fan base of Samsung.
Yeah,
phone,
no,
phone
I would
people.
I would think so. Yeah, it feels too cool for Samsung to do it themselves.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But the
Donald Pro CNN now.
I know. I thought that was really funny. Every once in a while, the Donald for whatever reason has gotten me fucking chuckling lately.
Yeah.
And it annoys me because I hate so much of what they post. It makes me so angry. But then, like, between the salt thing and this, where they became pro CNN and they gave Jim Acosta Man of the Year.
Oh, that's great.
They made like a fake Time article about it. Or so that was pretty funny. Memes is garlic bread themed, which is awesome because garlic memes. Garlic bread memes are another thing that I'm just like, what? Right on internet.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a strange one.
I just went to Olive Garden.
Minecraft is Fortnite themed, which is funny. Ask an American has changed to ask Americans about Europe. So questions about America are banned. Questions must be about Europe and European countries, but must be answered by Americans. That's really funny. Debate evolution is now a creationist subreddit.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Fucking nerds.
Wow.
NBA has switched all flares to either Lakers or Celtics, two of the most hated teams in the leagues. That's really funny.
They get so much love from ESPN, and everybody hates them.
That's the Lakers? So
funny. No, I'm just, if you're...
Oh, both the Lakers and teams. Celtics? Oh, I know, yeah. Totally. Well, they're like, you know, it's the Yankees and the fucking Red Sox, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, been around for so long.
The Lakers.
Yeah, Tom Boops.
Yeah.
Big sports fan over there.
Fucking totally. Love sports. Don't even get me started.
Yeah. Sport them up.
Get me started.
NFL is now a Maroon 5 sub.
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Who Would Win has now been acquired by the Walt Disney Company is now only allowing family-friendly posts involving characters that are owned by Disney. That's fucking really hilarious. These are so funny, man.
This is a funny one. Okay. I took a picture. All submitted photos must be rotated by 180 degrees during our search for new Australian moderators.
That's so funny.
I love like those jokes that have been around for like 100 years
right.
about like ribbing an entire country, but we all just like, we agree. It's a funny joke. Even the Australians find it funny. You know?
Totally.
Upside down.
Yeah, the upside down thing is hilarious. I saw a meme the other day, actually, that was talking about the difference in language between English or Americans and Europe. And the last one was Americans jail and Americans jail and Britain, Australia, which I thought was pretty funny. Oddly Satisfying went private. User editorial, not satisfying. So a little bit inside of baseball there. What else do we got here? So
this one makes, I don't know what this is, but are Harry Potter's now pig farts themed? What okay. does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what pig farts.
J.K. Rowling has been really a super meme-y lately, and I think it's because she's been like doing all this weird retroactive Harry Potter facts about how like progressive he is. Like Harry Potter is gay now or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that the whole thing?
Like, honestly,
she's coming out of the woodwork and just like announcing all these weird.
I don't like it either.
I know. Here's it's strange.
It's like if you really had the guts, you would have written that into the book. So like doing it after the fact is stupid. Like like saying Hermione was black. I'm like, that would be cool if you
Is that true? Is
that
like
she'd be like, yeah, I always kind of imagined, and I'm like. That's bullshit because you okayed Emma Watson to be.
Yeah, totally.
Like, if you're like, walk the walk, if you're going to talk the talk, JK.
What if she's trying to get a life in politics?
Ugh, it's annoying the hell out of me.
Is she being, she's just like changing all of the book rules?
Or just like trying to make it seem more woke after the fact. And it's like, she didn't write in any of this stuff. Like, Dumbledore's gay. But yeah, she never wrote Dumbledore's anything gay, about that in the book.
Like, which one's Dumbledore?
He's old professor guy. Yeah,
the master. He's the guy who owns it all. Canada has become a sub for Quebec and Greater Quebec. That's really funny. Because Quebec and Canada don't really get along.
Oh my God.
What else? Asheville has been set to private, but links to something called the hotspot, basically the cesspool and cesspool of sin. Do not know what that means.
Green Day is a Nickelback sub for the day.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah. That looked expensive. Is only posting cheap items today. The Air Force has decided to prank people saying service members can have beards in uniform, followed by a Rickroll link. Oh, I saw. Actually, that's another funny one. Rick Astley, that sub, wouldn't let any posts that had any of the words "never going to give you up" in it. So if a post had any of those words in it, you couldn't post. Yes. Which I thought was very funny. What else?
Oh man!
I think this is a lot of these are now we're getting into the strange world of memes where there's so many on here that I'm just like, what does that even mean?
I know.
Baseball has switched to an old-timey baseball theme. team flares are switched to team logos for 100 years ago.
That's a pretty cool. For
teams that are that old. That's kind of fun, actually. Fucking Reddit, dude. Naruto is only Sakura and Cho-Cho.
Fuck yeah. That'll show them.
I get it. I totally get it.
Don't Starve changed everybody's flares to salmon. I don't get it.
I don't know what that is.
God, this is this just like makes me love Reddit more. Like seeing all these weird insider jokes, I'm just like, yeah. That totally makes sense.
They all think it's so fun.
This is another like vaping, which is mainly for pictures, and sister subreddit electronic cigarettes or electric cigarettes, which is mainly advocacy, have switched rules. Oh man.
Oh,
nailed it, guys.
Writing prompts added a magic school bus theme.
Wait.
Writing prompts.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Magic school bus. Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
Good book.
Good book.
Oh, wow. This is actually cool. I wonder, Los Angeles has released a downloadable meta RPG featuring its users.
Whoa.
I know. That's kind of cool, actually. What is interesting?
Oh my God. This is like, there's another section at the end that is non-Reddit, like outside website.
Right.
April Fool's jokes. Just noticed one was REI introduces adventures for pets. And it's like a tiny, tiny tent for a cat to go camping in. And like, I think that's really cool. I would get that for sure.
Wait, are we calling that a...
That was an April Fool's because they're not actually selling those for pets.
Okay.
But they're like Great Smoky Mountains glamping for cats. Like, here are tips.
There is something kind of cool where you see this happen a lot on April Fool's where people will post something. I remember there was an example from a few years ago that people, it was an April Fool's thing and people were just like, I want that. Where do I buy it? And then it was just like, hey, it was April Fool's. And you go, we fucking wanted it, dude. Like, why did you have to lead us on like that? So I think that kind of thing is ridiculous. And I'd make fun of people who bought it, but I'm also kind of like, I wish that existed.
Yeah.
I'm going to download this LA RPG. I'm actually very curious to what this thing is like.
Do it, man.
That's to get hacked, dude. You're about to get hacked.
Get hacked from people. I would deserve it if I got hacked from people from Reddit. Man, I spend so much goddamn time on here. So, Ate the Onion is now requiring all posts to be transcribed, which is kind of funny.
What is Ate the Onion?
Ate the Onion is when someone falls for an onion.
Oh, that is really fun.
Piracy released Avengers Endgame, which is kind of funny. Because obviously, well, that's because piracy is about piracy, so they're releasing something for piracy. It's usually a piracy advocacy thing.
But gotcha.
Yeah, so many of these I just don't understand. Hot Wheels is now dedicated to burning cars. That's kind of fun.
I mean, these are all subcultures in a way that everything's a subculture, but
of course,
it's like you're only into the things you know in a way. So it's like trying to understand all this is impossible. Like,
yeah, well,
just like how Dogwood was a master of sports,
yeah.
Right?
Totally. Exactly.
Expected to also be a master of race cars.
No,
it's like,
even though that is a sport,
also something
that is something you love.
I love NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Historians is doing fake answers, which could be catastrophic.
Oh boy, that's catastrophic for kids who are trying to write a paper right now.
we're trying to give an homage to somebody on the internet.
This is an homage to some guy stole this answer from Reddit.
And I'll leave everybody with this one because I think we have to wrap this one up. Asexual, the sub for asexual, is now not safe for work.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's great.
Dude, I think that's wonderful.
Everybody on there is being like, I don't get it, dude.
Yeah, what the heck?
What's so cool about boobs?
I don't understand. Are there actual pictures of boobs on it?
I don't know. Let's see. I mean, I don't know if it's still up because obviously it was April Fool's. April Fool's was yesterday, but... but I do, you know what? I'm just going to assume it was very graphic and leave it at that. And then of course, below this, there's also a bunch of, below the post, there's a list of things that were just happening across the internet. So Nintendo turned Kirby into a cube. You can play Snake's Google Maps app. Pornhub announced Batterade, which I don't know what that means. X hamster coffee shops. Don't know what that means. Google's prank this year is Google's tulip. So actually this is a funny phenomenon. This is a really interesting thing that April Fool's, I mean, I'm not just coming to this. I feel like this is something we've basically been skirting around the whole time, but April Fool's, so much of it is about making jokes that people only in your community really understand.
Yeah.
But that makes the joke that much sweeter and that much more effective.
They're specific, right? I guess.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to understand what sequence is unless you're into Reddit.
Yeah.
Like most people are going to be like, I don't understand. Yeah. You just like post a GIF? Like what is
it? Yeah, it's so. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
It's a community, man.
It's community, my friend.
So that was April Fool's. It happened yesterday. It's fucking tight. This is kind of a special episode. We're kind of coming in. You're traveling this week, right, dog?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Going to
New York.
Salt mines in New York City. And then I'm going to oversee a new mine that we're opening up in Brazil.
Is that true?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm going to be in Brazil. So I will be
a new mine.
A new mine. It's a grand reopening.
That actually makes it sound really sketchy.
Yeah, I know.
Like I'm going to oversee a new mine that we're opening in Brazil.
I'm like the villain from The Mask of Zorro. And I have like all these mines that I'm opening up.
How long are you going to be there?
Until the 14th.
Cool.
So,
well, fucking thoughts and prayers, dude.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
T's and P's.
T's and P's, man.
T's and P's. Well, we'll do our, bring your microphone. We'll do our remote pod.
Oh, I would love to tell you guys how the mines are going. And
yeah.
It'd be nice if we got status. Into a favela maybe and just did a live pod from a bath.
I mean, I'm a little, I need to, I don't know. I've never been to South America ever. And right. I've heard that Brazil is like Sao Paulo is great,
right.
But that there are some very unsafe places and you have to be really careful about, where you go. So I'm doing my best not to explore.
You have to be very careful about where you pod, I think is what they say.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. That's what they say.
Yeah. So
you don't want to be walking around with an expensive microphone.
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
I just did a... Love that.
That was, you didn't even hear the sound.
Nope,
you just
saw
hear
you
me
yeah. reach over you knew and I was going pound for that it. Thing.
That's good pod behavior.
I know. Yeah. Really good
You're
pod behavior.
Pro.
You're good at the zingers.
All right. Good at zingers, but not good enough because we got to get new ones. All right. Let's do a couple randoms. We'll end this one.
I found one close called Happy Crowds.
Cool.
And the top one, the top of all time is this crowd at a baseball game that suddenly gets distracted by this rat trying to jump from the cage, like the batting cage. Up onto the side of the wall so he can like run away. He's like stuck on the batting cage and everyone watches him try and fail. And finally the rat like jumps and makes it and the entire crowd starts cheering. Like they were all watching this rat. I'll send it to you guys because it's very heartwarming.
I love that. Well, you know, all the rat memes, you know where they come from, right? Zardulu. Ooh, that's a good piece of internet right there. So there's this one woman in New York who's kind of like she trains rats and then sends them and creates situations where they become viral videos without anybody knowing it. Totally.
That's a real thing.
Cool.
Yeah, Zardulu. Reply All did a really good episode about her. I found one called Silver Bugs. This is really strange. This is what a weird thing. This is dedicated to coin collectors of silver coins. And I believe, I would assume that the name comes from when you stack them, it looks like a silver bug.
Oh, interesting.
What a strange thing.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. So this is just like a full set of Star Wars squished quarters from Disneyland. And then silver checked. It's a 1964. And then, yeah, you see them when they're lined up, it looks like a silver caterpillar or something.
Cool. God.
Which I assume is where this name comes from. So. How strange. White metal. Yeah, everything to do with white metal. How odd. What do you got over there, Freed? Let's close this guy out on a good one.
This one's called Disney Vacation.
Oh, Disney Vacation is so fucking good.
I've never been to it before, but it's these WikiHow drawings.
They're so funny.
And they're people's like reinterpretations of like...
what they're about.
But like, so this one is called How to Figure Out Why Your Grandpa Decided to Move from Europe to South America.
Right.
And it's a picture of a kid who's holding up like a knot. But it's like these are drawings, right?
Yeah, they're WikiHow drawings.
Yeah. It's like a WikiHow drawing of a kid holding up his grandfather's like old Nazi uniform in the closet. And he's like,
Yeah.
And they're just like very simple and silly and funny.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Disney Vacation. The Disney Vacation stuff gets up to the top page pretty often.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to close this guy out. April Fools. Happy April Fools, everybody in the Reddit community. I know it's a fun one. So we'll be back
very
next
cool
week.
This year, yeah.
It was very cool this year. And I think it's only... keep an eye on Sequence because I think that it's going to be going on for a while. We're only at Act 2. And I assume it's not going to be closing out anytime soon. So
yeah, I can't wait to watch the full movie.
In theaters. In a theater near you.
It should be nominated for some kind of an award.
A Webby, I believe.
I mean,
yeah, or something.
I'm even thinking Oscar short.
I mean, we'll see how long it is. Maybe this is going to be a really, really long one. Okay, cool. Well, we're this is Did You Reddit weekly subcast a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
A free day.
Feel better, free day. Good luck on the mines, dog.
Thank you.
Hit us up. Hi, didyoureddit.com or on our subreddit. Did You Reddit? Never give up. Smoke bug. Buy swords.
Grind that pole.
Grind that pole.
Grind that pole, guys.
Thoughts and prayers.
P's and P's.
Bye.